they said. "You're a zombie, right?" Windlepoons had never seen anyone with such a pallid skin, such as there was of it before, or wearing clothes that looked as if they'd been washed in razor blades and smelled as though someone had not only died in them but was still in them, or sporting a glad-to-be-grey badge.
I don't know, he said. I suppose so, only they buried me, you see, and there was this card.
He held it out like a shield.
Course there was, said the figure.
He's going to want me to shake hands, Windle thought. If I do, I just know I'm going to end up with more fingers than I started with. Oh, my goodness, will I end up like that?
And I'm dead, he said lamely.
And fed up with being pushed around, eh?
Said the greenish-skinned one. Windle shook his hand very carefully.
Well, not exactly fed...
Shoe's the name.
Reg Shoe. Poons. Windle Poons, said Windle.
Yes, it's always the same, said Reg Shoe bitterly. Once you're dead, people just don't want to know, right? They act as if you've got some horrible disease. Dying can happen to anyone, right?
Everyone, I should have thought, said Windle.
Yes, I know what it's like. Tell someone you're dead and they look at you as if they've seen a ghost,
Mr. Shoe went on. Windle realised that talking to Mr. Shoe was very much like talking to the Arch-Chancellor. It didn't actually matter what you said because he wasn't listening. Only in Mustrum Ridcully's case, it was because he just wasn't bothering, while Red Shoe was in fact supplying your side of the conversation somewhere inside his own head.
Yes, right, said Windle, giving in.
We were just finishing off, in fact, said Mr. Shoe. Let me introduce you. Everyone, this is...
He hesitated.
Poons. Windle Poons.
Brother Windle, said Mr. Shoe. Gave him a big, fresh start welcome.
There was an embarrassed chorus of hellos. A large and rather hairy young man at the end of the row caught Windle's eye and rolled his own yellow eyes in a theatrical gesture of fellow feeling.
This is Brother Arthur Winkins. Count not far out, oh,
said a female voice sharply.
And Sister Doreen, I mean Countess Not Far Out, oh, of course.
Charmed, I'm sure, said the female voice, as the small dumpy woman sitting next to the small dumpy shape of the Count extended a beringed hand.
The Count himself gave Windle a worried grin. He seemed to be wearing opera dress designed for a man several sizes larger.
And Brother Schleppel?
The chair was empty, but a deep voice from the darkness underneath it said,
Evening.
And Brother Lupine?
The muscular, hairy man with the long canines and pointy ears gave Windle's hand a hearty shake.
And Sister Droll, and Brother Gorper, and Brother Ixalite.
Windle shook a number of variations on the theme of hand. Brother Ixalite handed him a small piece of yellow paper. On it was written one word.
Ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ee. I'm sorry there aren't more here tonight, said Mr. Shoe. I do my best, but I'm afraid some people just don't seem prepared to make the effort.
Dead people, said Windle, still staring at the note.
Apathy, I call it, said Mr. Shoe bitterly. How can the movement make progress if people are just going to lie around the whole time?
Lupine started making frantic, don't get him started signals behind Mr. Shoe's head, but Windle wasn't able to stop himself in time.
What movement? He said.
Dead rights, said Mr. Shoe promptly. I'll give you one of my leaflets.
But surely,
dead people don't have rights, said Windle.
In the corner of his vision he saw Lupine put his hand over his eyes.
You're dead right there,
said Lupine, his face absolutely straight. Mr. Shoe glared at him.
Apathy, he repeated. It's always the same. You do your best for people, and they just ignore you. Do you know people can say what they like about you and take away your property just because you're dead? And they...
I thought that most people, when they died, just... died, said Windle.
It's just laziness, said Mr. Shoe. They just don't want to make the effort.
Windle had never seen anyone look so dejected. Red Shoe seemed to shrink several...